Paddy and Rob Palmer don't use alarm clocks. They have Big Merv yell, "How's that?" instead, thanks to BJ Howes. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Tuesday, 2nd of August. And hello to all of our overseas listeners.
Hi-ho, Singapore, USA, Canada, New Zealand.
That's and it. We'd like to get a few locals aboard. That'll be good. But look, Commonwealth Games in the Velodrome. Oh, it's been descending into chaos because of all the accidents.
Stack them in it.
But don't let that discourage you from riding a bike. Listen to these stories coming up of what happened to our locals where they fell off their bike. And as well as that, Patrice called this morning. She's in love with an Australian athlete.
Oh, no surprises for guessing
who
might be.
As well as that, and there was an incident yesterday, wasn't there?
What happened?
With the coins. I went to put the coins in. The money.
You bearded fool.
That's coming up.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Triple M. Cosine 107.7, Triple M, breakfast with Paddy and the bloke who has never had a Chico roll ever. Chloe, can we organise something there?
I've never had one either.
Oh. Thank you.
Who am I working with? Deb wants to call.
Very careful about what I put in my mouth.
133353.
G'day, Debbie from your minor.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, good. What you calling about, Deb?
Well, I can't believe, one, Rob hasn't had a Chico roll before.
Yeah, he's un-Australian.
No, I don't.
That's right. You took the words right out of my mouth.
That's okay.
Oh, un-Australian now. Yeah. Okay, yep.
But you're forgiven, but I can let you know, Coles, four in a box, $5.
Yep.
Take them home. Put it in the microwave for a minute.
No, don't put them in the microwave.
Listen.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And then in the air fryer for 12 minutes on 200.
Okay, write that down. Oh, jeez.
Absolutely.
A lot of hoops to jump through.
Air fryer.
I just drop it in.
No, don't drop
oil.
Yeah, but what do you do with the oil?
No, not in the, yeah.
I'll just keep it on the, keep it on the stove and use it later.
That's
what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Hey,
your house stinks.
like a fish and chip shop. We come into our joint. Hey, Deb, have you been watching the Commonwealth Games?
No, sorry.
Okay, fair enough.
No, see, I told you, a lot of people just don't.
I just asked because we want to talk about Kyle Chalmers.
Because it's England saying, look at me.
Yeah, no, it was just because Kyle, he won again today. And 100-metre freestyle, but he was saying, what was he saying again?
I hope no one's had to go through what I've had to go through.
Because I've asked
him
a question.
Yeah, I just heard that.
Yeah, about the love, you know, the love triangle, him and Cody and Emma. Because he was going out, because what happens, like Days of Our Lives, what happened was Kyle was going out with Emma, but they broke up. Then Emma started going out with Cody. And they were going, oh, no, it's going to disrupt the Australian swim team. And so all the questions to Kyle were about has the relationship upset the Australian swim team and has it driven a wedge?
Is this all just started by the media?
Yeah.
Exactly. Just let the poor boy swim.
Okay, thanks for that.
Yeah,
stay out of their lives.
Yeah, and get a Chico roll.
And get a Chico roll. Coles.
Neighbours.
Stop your singing and answer that.
Yeah, I'll get this. Hello, Triple M.
Good morning. It's Patrice, President of Parents Without Partners, Patonga Branch, ninth time caller, long time listener, Paddy and Rob Lowe.
How are you, Patrice?
Well, I'm as excited as a rat in a cheese factory. Because I think I might have a new boyfriend.
Jeez, you discard these blokes pretty quickly, Patrice.
Would you blame me? My new flame is Kyle Chalmers from the Australian swim team over in Birmingham.
Oh, have you told him of your love for him, Patrice?
Oh, not yet. But I will. All I hear is about the love triangle. Kyle, my new boyfriend, Emma, and Cody.
That's right.
If those three want to make it a love square, I'm waiting in Patonga.
Yuck. I feel sick all of a sudden, Patrice.
Back to my new boyfriend.
Yeah.
I think Kyle
should
be sponsored by John Deere.
John Deere?
Why is that?
Because he's always carrying around a tractor exhaust in his speedos.
Hang up now.
I'm back. Did I mention anything about my smoky quartz and amethyst crystals, jasmine and sandalwood incense sticks and a jar of Vaseline?
Not yet. Now this deserves a double hang up. Get
it. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Billy, you may have been lucky enough to get a ticket to see him on the 10th of December. Oh, one concert.
You
one
may
concert
have had
only.
A rich grandmother that had nothing else to do with the money but give it to you.
MCG in Melbourne, that's where we'd be playing. I won't be going to it.
2,000 plus.
Oh, come on. We would have been right to the stage. There's ones, $500 ones.
Oh, Gerard.
$800 ones, $900 are sold out, $1,000. I'm not going nosebleed section, so anyway, we're not going. Oh, they're all sold anyway.
I'm not going anywhere in a closed space with you.
No, nothing. So we're just not going. What do you got for us? It's 20 to 7 on the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M Breakfast with Bradley and Rob Palmer. Sunny at 19.
I'm going to explain why I'm laughing.
Yeah, don't. That's a lie. Whatever you come out of your mouth will be a lie as to why you're giggling.
Tell you what, you will lift your leg anywhere.
Now, what have you been doing with your email,
well,
buddy?
Well, there's about... You know when Miss Kay was producing with us?
Wasn't she good?
And you chased her out and ran her to the hills. She left screaming, going, oh, I can't take it any longer.
Same as Maddie did.
Yeah.
Our other producer, well, and then Xander, and now we've got Chloe.
She noticed something about me and tried to help, and it was that my emails were building up.
All right.
And I looked at my email box yesterday, the inbox. There were 28 emails, and I'm looking. I just picked one. New firming tender to ensure energy reliability from the New South Wales government. Yeah, I don't want that. Well, I don't know. And then you pick another one from some marketing team. Want to sound interesting at a dinner party? No.
How many? I've got 9,910 in my inbox.
Unread.
Oh, unread. No, got a few.
Okay, so don't send Paddy an email anytime soon. I'd like to apologise to the 4,800 that have sent me an email in the last 6 months.
No, I've got 835 on my phone. So 835 unread ones.
But I realised yesterday after looking through the emails that I should have looked at that we missed a big one.
What was that?
From our boss telling us about a meeting that we were supposed to be at yesterday at about 10 a.m.
Were we supposed to be at that one?
Yeah.
Because I didn't see that one either.
No. Well, see, between the two of us, we're having real problems with communication. I think one of us needs to...
All right. Well, who is that going to be?
I'm sure everyone is fed up with getting all staff emails.
So you don't want any more
I don't know. I just don't
emails.
Know. If it's not to do with me, then I read it and I go, oh, gee, I've just lost...
Yeah,
I've just lost an email's worth of time.
Yeah.
But it's hard to skip over because you don't want to miss the important ones.
But what about if you were in a really important job? Like, just say if you were in a government office.
If my job was to read emails, then I would do that, no problem. But is it?
No. Exactly. Chloe, our producer, has got... How many have you got unread, Chloe?
None. I read all my emails.
See, she's brilliant.
None.
She's brilliant.
So, one has none.
Basically, pick your game up, mate. And then when you read it, let me know. And
so
therefore,
that you can get to the meeting too.
That's right, at 10 o'clock. Did we have one at 10 o'clock?
We did, and it was pretty important. Like, we're going to have to apologise tomorrow when the boss turns up.
Did we really? I didn't even see that one.
No.
Okay, I'll look for it.
I
okay,
can read
well, thank
it to you
for...
if you like. It's got your name on it.
All right, okay. We don't have to do no, don't worry, 24. About it. Don't worry about it. We'll check.
Just a reminder about all today's.
Right. Okay, all right. Thank you. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. What are you doing outside the studio sitting right beside our producer,
this is where I'm
Chloe.
Doing the show from.
Why
for the
are
next
you doing
5 minutes.
That? Why are you doing that, Robert?
Because I've never seen, I don't think anyone, it'll be on our Facebook page sometime today, you lifting your leg live on air.
That is a lie. That is a complete lie.
Now you're in your own little cave.
You are.
And I am outside the studio with producer Chloe at the desk, which is safe and smells sweet.
You've got to come back because we've got to do our surf report with Frothing Phil very soon.
Yep.
And I just wanted to say, yesterday we spoke with Brookie from Woi Woi Junior Rugby League Footy Club, and it's about the new amenities at their home ground, Rogers Park. Now, that's shared by the Cricket Touch Footy, AFL, a few other people as well. They want to install a water station. They're doing a fundraiser. They need to get to about $6,500-$7,000.
Yep.
So if you want to help them out, they've got a GoFundMe page. So if you want to help them out, make
sure
you...
I need that. The bathrooms are all built, though, aren't they, Paddy?
Bathrooms are all done in.
You can just stay in your own little space there. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the
podcast. Oh, this.
Come on. But it seems like a good idea. Seems like
a good idea. I'm blaming Justin Avendano, our sports guy.
I'm blaming your mate at the Tall Timbers. Because he started
yes,
this.
He did. Actually, he did start this. Because this Friday night, we are doing the Coast Shelter Sleepout, a at Central Coast Stadium and raising much-needed funds for the organisation. We'll speak more about it later this week. And there's a lot of people from the Central Coast taking part. So if you can donate, would love to. Or you got to go Coast Shell to sleep out. No matter how much, whether it's $5, $10, $15, whatever every like. Dollar helps. And Farty Marty from Step Up Constructions. I went on air and said, mate, I want $50 from you because he annoys me. He
stuck an L plate on your back when we were at the Tall Timbers for the 24-hour show. Yeah, that's another story.
For the crab races.
And you felt, oh, I'm going to get you back.
I'm going to get you back. So I said he was going to donate $500, but I said $50 will do. And what he did, he donated $50 in coins and dropped it at the Tall Timbers Hotel, which didn't worry me because the guys gave me a $50 note and I put it straight into the account for Co Shelter. Anyway, the following week, Justin Avendano, who does our sport, he came in. He'd been collecting coins for something like 6 years.
A long time.
In a Nike box, brought them in.
Weighed about 10, 15 kilos.
Really, really heavy. And so Chloe, our producer, and Justin counted those coins and it amounted to $450.
That's a lot of coin.
So yesterday was the day where I thought, I'm going to take them to the bank and get them counted, get the money and put it into the...
Got to do it before the sleep out.
That's right, which is on Friday at Central Coast Stadium. So yesterday, I don't know why, it was very busy in downtown Gosford. I don't know why I couldn't get a park. I'm doing loops. Finally got a park.
Yeah.
And this box, this shoe box full of $450 worth of coins is very, very
heavy. A couple of hundred metres from the bank, were you?
Fair way. And so I troops them. Lucky I go to the gym, that's all. I say boom, boom, rattle, rattle, boom, boom, rattle, rattle.
There's my gym session for today.
And I'm there. I'm getting up to the NOB and I get to the doors and they're closed. And then I thought,
it was a bank holiday yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you could have told me that yesterday. And then I thought...
You didn't say I'm going to the bank. Not at anyone.
And I thought it might have been, the branch might have been shut down. So I thought, I'll go to St. George. I know Jen who works St. George.
Oh,
so
I know,
boom,
yeah.
Boom, 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 rattle, rattle, boom, boom, rattle, rattle, boom, boom.
And gee, the coins are heavy.
Jeez, the coins are heavy.
Can't wait to offload these.
And I get to the traffic lights there. There's a little bit of a walkway across the road, Man Street there. And...
No good.
They were closed too because it was a...
That's a bank holiday. Bank holiday yesterday, buddy.
Yeah. And so then...
Then he's texted us. Hey, guys.
I had to troop back.
All the banks are shut.
Look, I did a little bit of swearing in the text that I sent to both you and Chloe about the bank holiday. And so, look, I really did think it... But it seemed like a good idea. Seemed like a good idea. So... This morning we're looking at, I rocked up and it was closed.
When was it closed? 133353, get amongst it.
What about Wally World?
Oh,
when the Griswolds.
You're going cross country, you go all the way from A to B across the world. The Griswolds get to Wally World after 2 weeks of hell in a car. They get out, run to the front gate and...
Sorry, folks, we're closed for 2 weeks to clean and repair America's favorite family fun park. Sorry.
You could have told us. Yes, I rocked up and it was closed. 133353. Give us a call.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer are about to down tools for a smoko. How's about you drop into BJ Howe's? Tools, steel, gas. Lizaro, Charm Haven and Cardiff.
And this man has tested something of Elon Musk's. He joins us this morning, Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au.
Hello, Trevor.
Morning, Trev.
Morning, gents. How are we?
Not too bad, sir. What was it like?
I used a satellite. Well, I took advantage of a satellite, but I signed up for Elon Musk's Starlink internet service, which is basically hundreds, if not thousands now, of small satellites that Elon Musk has thrust into space using his SpaceX rockets. And they now orbit the Earth in low Earth orbit, and that means they're closer to us than traditional internet satellites. And this satellite dish is $1,000, and then it's $140 a month. Crazy money for internet, given where we are today. But if you know someone in remote or regional Australia, trust me, they will want for better internet, they will want for faster internet, and this is a compelling offer because my brother's place out near Young in regional New South Wales, he's getting 50 megabits a second, which is pretty good, but this thing did nearly 200. But the problem is it's nearly twice the price. So
wow.
Fascinating that there is an alternative to the NBN satellite, But it is a pricey alternative at that.
Twice the price, but there's an upfront of $1,000 to get it going.
Exactly. You don't have no upfront cost like that with the NBN. So you've got to spend the $1,000 upfront. They ship the satellite dish to you. It is so easy to set up. It's amazing, to be honest. And then, $140 a month. But if you're a caravaner, a grey nomad, you can pay another $10 a month and you can make it suitable for movement. So basically you can be anywhere and it'll work. It's
just spend your kids' inheritance.
And Trevi, like the satellite disc, it's about the size of a side plate. Is that right?
A side plate?
What?
A side
plate. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Come on.
As in, on like the bread you'd put on the side of your plate.
Yeah. It's like a Frisbee, Trevor.
It's about the size of a 20-inch mag wheel. It's huge.
Yeah. I saw the ones on TV. Jeez, that they pop up, and it's just a small one. I wonder what I was looking at.
This thing, you know, filled the boot of my car. It was a decent...
Oh, is it that big?
Dish. Yeah, it's a big thing. Yeah.
Holy jeez, I didn't realise it. I thought it was just you popped up as the size of a side.
Thing is, Paddy's got all these.
It does pop up. It's quite amazing that when you power it on, it kind of stands up and then it looks. It works out where it is and it looks for the satellites in the air and it points itself. So with like Foxtel and things like that, the installer has to know where the satellite is in space and it points it at it. Whereas these satellites are constantly moving, so your dish will actually move through the day to follow the satellite.
And Trevi, do you get the $1,000 back if you don't want to take on the deal anymore? Can you sell it back, that $1,000?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I haven't thought about on-selling mine, but I guess it's a commodity, so it could be sold. But you wouldn't get your full money back, I guess, but you'd get a bit of it if you wanted to sell it on to someone else.
But it's a great thing for those areas that get
great
cracked.
Great thing for those in remote regional areas who want for faster internet.
Yeah.
I went to a mate's, Trev. He bought this, had this whiz-bang TV, big thing on the wall, and it's so useless that we can't even stream games of footy on it. He tried to get Stan, but it wouldn't let him. The TV said, we do not allow live sport on the TV. But there's a new TV that has everything. Is that right?
There is. Oh, mate, firstly, I'd recommend to your mate that he goes to JB's for $100 and gets a Google Chromecast. Chromecast with Google TV. $100, change your world, everything smart you want on it, done.
Oh, yes.
But then this TV I've been reviewing is the TCL C835, and that is basically got three things about it that I love. Firstly, it's a nice design, looks premium. Secondly, it's got Google TV built in, so all the apps, everything you're going to want to do is possible. And then it's got this what we call mini LED, which is a new lighting technology, which means that you get a better contrast between the blacks and the colours on the screen. And that gives you a better picture overall. Whether it's gaming, movies, TV, it's a beautiful picture. 55, 65, and 75 inch. The 55 incher is about $1,600. So mid price for a 55 inch TV.
What's that number again? I'm writing this down. TCL
C835.
And where do you get these ones from, Trevi?
I found that one at JB's and I think at Bing Lee.
Are they good with footy? Watching sport? It's not too bad watching sport.
Yeah, it's very nice for sport, this one.
Right, because I hate the TVs that they lag, and, you know, they lag when...
What TVs lag?
They do.
No,
some
it's true, Rob. If you buy a cheap TV, it doesn't have what we call a refresh rate. So the time in milliseconds that it takes between each frame is slower than on one of these more impressive TVs, and therefore people like Paddy with amazing eyes, apparently. Can you see?
and matches the amazing head. Thank you, Trevor.
Mate, you got an amazing eye for footy on the TV. It's surprising you still look in the mirror, though.
Yeah. All the mirrors are bent funny in his house, Trevor. It looks different.
Trevor Long. Now, you can get all the reviews of these things, too, from Trevor's website. It's called eftm.com.au. Everything for the man.
It's got everything, indeed.
Yeah, it's got everything there. Go along, have a look. You can get him on Channel 9 as well. And it won't be long, Trevor, before all the products for Christmas are coming out. It won't be too far away, mate.
It's coming.
Yeah, very much so. Hey, Trev, thanks for that. Former Australia Avenue boy. Thanks for joining us, Trev.
Good one, Trev.
Doing my best. Represent
you. What was the postcode at your minor again, Trev?
2257.
2257. Tattooed across his fingers. Thanks, Trevi. See you, mate. Bye, buddy.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And it was really weird. Earlier on this morning, we found out that Robert J. Palmer...
What did we find out?
...has never had a Chico roll in his life. Are you just saying that?
No, never.
You never went to a beach on a Saturday or Sunday or during school holidays and ordered a Chico roll from a fish and chip shop and had a Chico roll with hot chips?
Never. They looked repulsive.
What? What world did you live on,
just,
man?
You just see them sitting there in the Bay Marie in the window of a chicken shop.
No,
I do not want that.
They've got to be cooked fresh, mate. They've got to be straight into
probably
that little packet.
Probably stripped down from the last chicken in the shop.
No, it's got nothing to do with chicken. There's no chicken in the Chico roll. Don't think there is.
Absolutely.
It's all cabbage to me.
It's cabbage. It's marsh. It's marsh and it's mass produced, and I just don't know that.
Apologies if you're a maker of Chico
maybe
roll.
Maybe I will try one.
Chloe, our producer, can you get some Chico rolls? Like, can we get some frozen ones?
Was it Anne that rang? She said that
never
I should.
Never had one either.
That I should. No. Who was it that said?
It was Anne. Anne's never had one. She called earlier on this morning. She's never had a Chico roll.
I know that.
Yeah.
But someone called this morning and said I should. No, it was.
Umina.
Debbie from Umina said I'd need to microwave it. And you said, no, it makes it soft, but then you put it in an air fryer.
No, you wouldn't do that.
It's at least remotely healthy. I don't want to dip it in oil as well.
No, I think the oil gives it flavour. Just saying. The hot oil.
He has a glass of oil with his frozen Chico rolls.
Glass and a half in every Chico roll.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
We've got Shane from Empire Bay. Good morning, Shane.
G'day, Shane.
G'day. G'day, Paddy. G'day, Rob. Paddy, give him a slap, will you? What do you mean you've never eaten a Chico roll, Robert? Come on, mate.
I mean exactly that, Shane. Just look at the things. It's not exactly appealing.
See, when he grew up, he had caviar and lobster.
Yeah.
Rob, can you remember when you and Paddy were promoting Curly Whirly?
Yes, and they had a Chico roll shirt.
How can you wear the shirt, dude?
I didn't wear the shirt.
Well, I've got one that'll fit you. So I think you really should shut your eyes and pretend it's caviar and get one into you, mate.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly. Exactly. He is un-Australian.
Missing,
he is un-Australian.
Oh, look,
and you put it.
And I'm getting a little bit bored of watching Australia win by about a pool and a half in every race they're in at the moment, too.
I'll never get bored of winning when you're an Aussie, Rob. Come on, buddy.
That is true.
As I said, Shane, un-Australian, mate.
I'd just like to find another country in the Commonwealth that would compete.
There's probably a couple, mate. Wait till track and field comes up.
Yeah, right.
That'll bring us back to the
level of Peggy.
Yeah, very much so. All right, Shane.
If there was gladiator fight and Scotland would knock us here at the park, mate.
I'm the caber toss.
All right, Shane.
Roll toss. See you, boys.
Yeah. Hey, that's not a bad idea. Thank you, Shane.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
In Birmingham, we have got Matty Carmichael from Channel 7.
G'day, Matty.
Good morning, fellas. Great to speak to you again.
Mate, likewise, buddy. Swimming finals, Kyle Chalmers has done it again this morning.
Yeah, I'm really happy for that. I think I've been feeling for Kyle Chalmers is the sort of what he's gone through over here. I know it's all a bit of a mess with some reporting, some stories, some love triangles or whatever's going on, but what should be happening at these sort of events is, like, this is meant to be the friendly games and they're meant to be able to come and thrive and enjoy themselves. And to hear that Kyle was almost not even going to swim that race because he's sort of in a bad headspace for various reasons, to see him get up and sit on the ropes and he just had a bit of a quiet down to a few particular people when he won that gold medal in the 100 freestyle. So good on him. Good on him for standing his ground and having his say.
Look, you leave that love triangle for the athletes' village. That's what you do.
Oh, I reckon there's a few of those, but that's none of our business. Yeah.
Fair enough. I turned on the telly to watch a bit of it last night. There were no love triangles going on, but we were winning a lot of races. Like, I watched Australia came first and second in an 800 heat, then first and second in the next 800 heat. I looked at the final list. It's nearly all Australians in the final.
Yeah, the problem is at the moment that Australian swimming, as we saw at Tokyo, is just at a really, really great spot. And our main competitors are American and European, and the Brits have dropped off a bit, and a few of the other countries that used to go okay at the Commonwealth Games. So the great competitions that have come are actually between our swimmers. Like, I can't wait to see Emma McKeon and Molly O'Callaghan race each other. So that's what it's like at the pool. But I'll tell you what, fellas, I haven't been at the pool yet, and every single venue that I'm turning up to, I feel like I'm going to get banned by the Australian team because I've heard Jerusalem play as the England anthem over and over and over again. I'm certainly not seeing any Australian gold medals, but we should have seen one today at the weightlifting. Kyle Bruce, our man from Sydney, absolutely robbed of gold. He's lifted, the green light went off, he's got the gold medal, and then under this new review system, a little jury member sticks a yellow flag up, and they actually then call it a bad lift, and he goes from gold to silver. And I think as the consensus of everyone here, even the Poms, was that he was absolutely robbed. So that was the downer of the day here today. But the way Kyle handled it, he showed all class. So there you go.
And Matty, also today, our men's hockey, the Kookaburras, are taking on the Trans-Tasman rivals New Zealand. And we've got our local bloke from Killarney Vale, Matty Dawson, playing.
How about the Kookaburras? Would you? I don't know. Some people would like this and some wouldn't. They come here on a hiding to nothing because every other Kookaburras team's won gold at the Commonwealth Games. So you can only either go as well as the other ones have gone before or worse. So it's this weird sort of pressure that's on them. But, gee, they're good. They're looking good so far. And the other one I just want to mention too this today, guys, Matty Glaitzer at the Velodrome. What he's gone through with that huge crash early on, they had to pull splinters out of his elbows. He's now gone to 5 Commonwealth Games gold medals, equaling Adam Ears. And this is a guy who's come back from having thyroid cancer. He's been through it all. And, I've got to mention him because I reckon he's going to be my highlight of the Commonwealth Games in the end of it.
I tell you, watching that cycling is watching V8 supercars with all the accidents. Geez, there's a few.
It's ridiculous. Luckily, V8 supercars don't fly into the crowd like that. I'm from England yesterday.
Oh, Matty Walls.
Oh, I know.
Oh, Matty Walls.
You just thought he's going to keep going out of the stadium.
All right, Matty. Well, we know there's swimming heats tonight, athletics. We might speak to you tomorrow, and thank you for joining us from Birmingham to our 4 Channel 7.
Oh, anytime.
Thanks, Matty.
Cheers, Matt.
What a nice lad, Matty Carmichael from Channel 7.
Yeah.
Keeping us up to date.
I'm going to do some research for tomorrow and find out if anyone hasn't won one.
Gold medal. All right. See how many Australian athletes went over and see how many gold medals we won. Yeah. Or medal tally. Hey, a few things still to come.
Wouldn't you feel bad if you were the fourth Australian in the 800-metre swimming final because you know that there's only 3 medals on offer and there's 4 Aussies in the race?
Hey, but the Olympic Games coming up in another 2 years, so you've got another chance.
Another chance.
Yeah, another chance. Work on that.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
I've been. I love watching the cycling at the Velodrome and all the incidents that are happening there. What about that English cyclist Matty Walls and his bike when it flung over the rail and into the crowd? See
smash,
that one?
Bash, crash!
Holy hell!
And the dash for the cash.
Long-time cycling officials, athletes, and fans had said they'd never seen anything like this in their life.
Did Australia win a gold in that event?
Oh, they probably would have. They probably would have. There have been a few pile-ups in the cycling.
There have. Other news?
What have you got?
A Chico Rolls filling is primarily cabbage and barley, as well as carrot, green beans, beef tallow, wheat cereal, stodge, celery, and onion. The filling is partially pulped to disguise all the mistakes and enclosed in a thick egg and floury pastry tube designed to survive extreme conditions.
Good. That was yesterday. That was last hour. But we've got to look now.
You can't just call a man un-Australian and expect me not to come back with something.
Now, look, honestly, we looked at all what's happening in the cycling at the Commonwealth Games. What happened to you on your bike? That's what we want to know. What was the accident?
That's why you were talking about bikes.
How many stitches did you receive? What happened? Oh, how many bones did you break? Love to know. 1-3-5-3. Give us a call. It happened on the bike, and we'll send you to the Hotel Gosford, newly renovated, local iconic pub.
Yes, done better.
Oh, mate.
Check it out today.
Yeah, seriously. Something about bikes growing up and accidents.
My sister had a whopper.
Oh, tell us about it after Brian Adams. Okay. Yeah, but what happened on that bike of yours? 1-3-5-3. Let us know.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
We've got Troy from Gosford. G'day, Troyzy.
Yeah, morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, not too bad.
What happened on the bike?
Well, what actually happened, when I was 10 as a child myself, I actually pranged my bike in front of a doctor's surgery. And young Ethan, in the middle of COVID, he was 10. We're on a tandem bike and we're around Adcock Park. And we'd done a few laps and he's wanting to run a marathon. You know, the first time we'd actually been on the tandem bike. A bit like when you guys are riding the bike. And what actually happened, on the third lap, he was actually holding the handlebars on the ground. The handlebars come off the tandem bike.
That's happened at some cycle races as well, at velodromes. I've seen that.
Along and the handlebars
I think it's the Olympic
off.
Games. Was that? Did that happen at the Olympic Games, Troisi? I'm positive it did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's happened. You know, I have heard of it happen before. It's quite a common occurrence.
So was he obviously in the lead? So was he in the lead? Was he in the lead?
No, no, no. He was on. He was on the back. He was doing the Rob Palmer. You know, on the back of the.
No,
bike.
No, no, Troy. Mistake. I was in the front, and the one that wasn't pedalling was behind me.
That's a lie, Troy. That's a lie. So he lost his handlebars.
Yeah, yeah. He's basically on the ground holding his handlebars and rushed to go to an emergency hospital.
Oh, poor there little tyke.
Bloody hell. Yeah, just be careful on your bike. Got Martin from Wyoming.
Important nut, those handlebar nuts.
Yeah, very much so. Martin,
g'day,
good
Marty.
Morning.
Hey, how you guys?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, yeah, I was riding down the hill, about 14, sun in my eyes, and that's about all I remember. The little old lady on the front porch said, yeah, I hit the back of the bumper bar, cleared the car, woke up 3 days later in hospital.
3 days?
Fair dinkum.
Yeah, I was out, gone, yep.
Oh, so that's the reason.
Yeah, I knew you'd understand that. Now I can get away with more. Thanks, mate.
Thank you, Martin. We got Marcus from Catherine Hill Bay.
Oh, Marcus.
Oh, g'day, boys. Look, yeah, about 10 years ago when my eldest boy was about 9, he was down the road with all his mates building a little jump, and I fancy myself as a bit of a mountain bike rider, so I thought, all right, mate, I'll come down and show you how to do it. So I go down there and I stand back, fellas. I'm just going to give it a little trial, and I hit the jump over the bars straight into the dirt. Broke my collarbone. The kids, they all were in shock. They just scattered, ran home. I'm left there on my own with the broken collarbone, and I walk back to the house, and my young bloke's there with the missus going, "What have you done?" And yeah. On my way to hospital.
It's humiliating, isn't
it? I love stand back, kids. I'll show you how it's done. It's very different to when you were 15.
Marcus.
It's not a good experience, I can tell you.
Not a good example.
And that moment where your whole life flashing before your eyes, tumbling through the air going, this is going to hurt.
And mate, isn't it funny? They scatter like cockroaches when something like that, don't they?
Yeah. I get up and drag myself out of the dirt, and they've all gone. And the young bloke's there, and he's pale white. It must have been a hell of a noise.
We're sending you to the Hotel Gosford, mate. $100 to spend there, Marcus.
Oh, that's awesome! Thanks, heaps, fellas.
Thank you, mate.
Well done, Marcus.
Get more of Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer on the Listener app. Thanks to BJ Howes, your mates for tools, steel, gas, Lizaro, Charmhaven and Cardiff.